Cryptocurrencies are still in their infancy, despite over a decade of evolution and seemingly endless amounts of newspaper headlines. Since 2009, countless coins have been launched, with varying degrees of success. In this podcast series, we'll be looking at one in particular, Scottcoin. Scottcoin is new, it's unique, it's made to do good, and it could revolutionize the market. Join me, Temple Melville, as I give you all you need to know about this exciting and bold new project. Hello and welcome to the second episode of our Scottcoin Project podcast. On the last episode, I introduced you to the Scottcoin Project. Today, we're going to look at a real-world example of a business using the coin. We'll look at the benefits for businesses, how they can integrate it into their financial systems, and how it can aid in the growth of their business. I have with me today Peter Burnett. He is a writer and publisher. He works and owns Leamington Books, a publisher based in Edinburgh, and publishes a range of fiction and non-fiction titles. Peter, it's great to have you on the podcast today. Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Really looking forward to it.
Great stuff. I've known Peter for quite a few years and have always liked his openness to new ideas. Having once been involved with a publishing business myself, I was more than impressed when he said he was going to set up his own imprint. Peter was able to see that a cryptocurrency within Scotland could be a seriously good addition to the financial armoury that is so necessary to drive growth and business forward. We're lucky to be able to have him with us on our journey and delighted he was able to offer Scottcoin as advances for some of his books. His imprints are already making a name for themselves with various awards and prizes coming their way. So Peter, tell me something. What is the history of your imprints? Why Leamington, for example? I know Leamington Spa down south, but you have other names in your armoury. Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, that's true. The name Leamington Books rather boringly comes from the fact that we're based on a street called Leamington Terrace in Edinburgh. It actually has quite a good literary pedigree because if you know your Scots poetry, Norman McCaig just stayed a few doors down. Hugh McDermott's furniture was actually stashed at the top of the street when he went to Shetland. But when we set up the press, I spent a good long week looking at names, some pretentious, some playful, and ultimately couldn't decide. So we just went for Leamington Books, which is where we are. The separate imprints within the publishing house have more attractive names and more names suitable towards their genres. So we have a crime imprint, which has published two titles so far. We'll do another one next year, another one after that. And it's called Garrison, which is quite a good name for a crime imprint. We have classics imprint called Gothic World Literature Editions. I have a non-fiction imprint called The Magic Road, and so on and so forth. So the funny thing about being called Leamington Books here in Edinburgh is a lot of people think we're English, just, you know, for that reason.
Yes. Great. Well, that's interesting. Nice bit of history there. So how does Scottcoin fit into your business? What are you actually using it to do?
Well, the story with cryptocurrency in the business goes back actually before I met you in Scottcoin, which was actually when I was attached to another business, in 2016, I think it was. But I kind of leapt at the chance to meet you and become involved in Scottcoin because as far as blockchain technology and cryptocurrency in general, I was an early enough adopter. I was certainly interested in it. And it was one of those things. I mean, it goes back to really actually in the late 90s when people started to have websites. I wanted to get involved in that too. So I don't have a technical background, but I get involved. So it was quite natural. As soon as I'd read and understood about blockchain technology, I was really there. So I'd already made inroads into Bitcoin by that stage. When I heard about Scottcoin, and you know, I really wanted to find out more and get involved. As far as it goes with the business, we've integrated Scottcoin specifically on one page on our website where the books are available for sale by ScottCoin. It's not a straightforward transaction at the moment, but it's straightforward enough in as far as somebody can write to me, they know the address to pay the ScottCoin to, and then they can receive their books after we've got it. So it's not quite click through as it might be with PayPal or another, you know, paying in pounds or something. So it's integrated there. I've pulled ScottCoin myself, and when we were looking for crime writing at the beginning of last year. Now, the real issue with being a new company is writers have not heard of you. Nobody knows you. So you put out a submission, a call for submission saying, we're looking for crime fiction, for example. A publisher maybe of our size, but who's been around for 5 or 10 years, would probably receive 1,000 or more submissions. I wanted to, you know, get as many as we could. Nobody had heard of us. So one way I thought of doing that was offering an advance. It wasn't strictly speaking an advance. I was actually just offering a license payment as a license to publish the works to authors who were amenable to the idea. And it certainly attracted attention because I don't think anyone had, not in my knowledge, had done that before, and offered an advance or royalty payments or any kind of money on a publishing project paid to an author in cryptocurrency. I wasn't aware of it being done. So that was just one way. That's quite a visible way. So far, in my own kind of side projects, I've dabbled in developing blockchain to see if there's anything that could be done there specifically around publishing. I think I've already investigated, been there, done that with the NFTs, and that's sort of been, you know, a lot of artists in particular that I know and work with. So I work with cover designers, and they're all graphic designers, and they're fascinated to know more about what that can do, if it can do anything at all. So that's basically how ScottCoin has been part of the business. The business was initially founded as well on that early Bitcoin investment that I made. So crypto in general is an important part of the business.
So, yes, and you've obviously found the use of crypto relatively easy in terms of both your own business and further investment.
Yeah, I guess when I bought Bitcoin, first of all, I wasn't thinking of it strictly as an investment. In fact, I just actually thought I might just be sending my money off into nothing. Nothing would ever happen of it, because it was pretty early and nobody had heard about it. And they say, what, you know, why are you just sending, you know, £90 off into the internet? You're never going to. But yeah, it is as an investment, I guess it turned out to be an investment. And I guess that's one side question about crypto, that a lot of people treat it as such. But I suppose people like myself and presumably you are much more interested in seeing it as a currency being used as an exchange mechanism rather than just something to hoard, and because it's no use really as something people strictly invest in and nothing else. So we do hold little Ethereum as well, both my wife and I have, and that actually has been investment, because there are, as you know, global funds specifically geared around for investors, for particularly in Ethereum. So in terms of investment, we watch that one much more closely. As for the ScottCoin, I would personally rather see that as currency rather than investment, but both are permissible.
Yeah, well, we regard ScottCoin as a useful addition to the armory of people needing to transfer and do various other things. I mean, that's the whole point about the blockchain is, in fact, the ability to transfer value. And ScottCoin has its no-fees system and is a CIC, that's a community interest company. And I just wondered whether that was something that attracted you particularly to ScottCoin and its mission to help people, that it was that sort of a currency.
Absolutely. The first time I met you, I was actually involved in a community interest company. Which in Scotland, for those that don't know, is it's somewhere between a between a limited company and a charity, but it's basically a not-for-profit, and it's the Scottish way of calling a company a not-for-profit. And actually, Leamington Books is also a KIC, a community interest company, so that's a clear part of the attraction. And I recall when there was an explosion of altcoins, and I can't really remember when it was, but I remember, for example, seeing a rainbow coin, which I don't think exists anymore. I think it's gone by the wayside, and it was tied specifically to not-for-profit around LGBTQ+, for example. And I think even so that these altcoins and other currencies can hold their own and be useful, I really do think they need that further element. And the other important thing is, I know the cryptocurrencies are global, but there's obviously attachment to Scotland around Scotcoin, and I really feel that Scottish people in particular are quite focused on public good. So they would look at a cryptocurrency and think, okay, that's fair enough, but one that actually was a community interest company and was promoting public good while it was being used is significantly more attractive to certainly this populace, and in a marketplace.
I think that's absolutely right. I mean, we've found people are very receptive to what we're trying to do, and we get enormous support. I mean, it really is wonderful the way that people react to the fact that what we're trying to do is not to make a fortune. I always say this is not a get-rich-quick scheme. And in fact, we are, in fact, funnily enough, actually, I was talking to somebody just a little while ago, and they were astonished to discover that nobody in Scotcoin or Scotcoin TSP, etc., actually takes any salary or even gets expenses. So they were quite astonished at that, but that's just the way we are. Anyway, Peter, thank you very much indeed. At its heart, Scotcoin is designed to make the country a better place to live and a place to help others and a way to utilise blockchain technology to deliver lasting benefits for those who live in Scotland and beyond. I think Peter's made the point very well there that people in Scotland are very interested in helping others in general. I mean, I'm always astonished at how good people are at helping where there is need in Scotland. Thanks to Peter for joining us and taking us through his journey with using Scotcoin and telling us how it's benefited his business. It's great to get such detailed insight into how integrating the coin with your own financial systems can grow your business and do good. So I am Temple Melville, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.